a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we are back. Thanks for tuning in today. Mary and I appreciate knowing you're out there listening to our broadcast and this next episode of the Chief Travel Leaders series. Before we connect with the chairman and CEO of Lazy Days RV to talk rolling travel with Bill Murnane, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by our friends at AMA Waterways River Cruises.
It is. The team at AMA Waterways wants us to let you know that although it's 2018, you can still save between $500 and $2,000 per stateroom on 2019 river cruises, and there are some select 2018 cruises that can also still be secured for up to $1,500 off. These are substantial savings for truly wonderful itineraries.
You know, AMA Waterways is also offering a special solo traveler program, waiving single supplements. We can personally attest that the level of service that they're going to provide for you in Europe, Asia, or Africa, it's industry leading and it's award winning. Check them out at AMAWaterways.com for more information. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
And check out our Facebook page this week at RM World Travel. There is going to be a big surprise coming from AMA Waterways, and we're going to post about it this week. All right, as America's one-stop RV destination, Lazy Days RV is the world's largest RV dealership, offering the nation's largest selection of RV brands. Whether it's a classic A diesel or gas unit, a Class C, a fifth wheel trailer, or a pop-up, you won't find anyone better for Robert and me to speak with to discuss the popularity of RVs in the U.S. these days and options for travelers than Bill Murnane, the chairman and CEO of Lazy Days, for today's exclusive Chief Travel Leader interview.
Welcome, Bill. Nice to reconnect with you today for this Chief Travel Leader interview. Mary and I appreciate your time.
Yeah, good morning. Nice to be here.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, so I want to start with a travel poll that we recently asked our audience and get your thoughts on the results. The question that we asked was, how do you like to go camping? And 34% of the voters responded luxury RV. 13% said tow trailer. 5% said rental RV. 29% did say camping's not my thing. But when you hear those results, what's your reaction?
Yeah, very positive. It says that a lot of people like the RV lifestyle, which is exciting and great for our business. But it also says there's a lot of people who haven't discovered camping or the RV lifestyle yet. They may be great campers. There's a lot of campers out there that camp in tents, not RVs, and we view them as potential future customers. So it's all good. There's a lot of people that love the lifestyle and a lot of people that we can still pull in.
Yeah, great point. So, Bill, 2 weeks ago, Outdoorsy CEO Jeff Cavins was here with us on the program, and I'm curious if you think that a business like theirs, which I think is really encouraging people to get out and try RVs via rentals, may end up helping your business as the company who has the largest selection of RV brands for consumers to purchase.
Yeah, we think it can help the business for two reasons. One, when it's a big investment and people are a little hesitant to make a big investment unless they know they can pay for it and it's not going to be overly expensive. So if you know you like a vacation home and Airbnb and others like that, if you know you have a way to rent that big investment, that's going to give you more confidence to buy it, and people buying RVs is good for our business, right? So we view it as just a bringing more people into the market for RVs, and then once they get into the market, they touch more people, and maybe people don't necessarily want to rent; they just want to own, and they find more ways to use the vehicle.
Yeah, it comes full circle.
In general, it just expands the market and it makes it easier to buy, and that helps our business.
You know, I was flying back to New York on Wednesday evening. I was reading an article in the Wall Street Journal that was discussing RV stocks and the interesting ride that they're on. At the start of 2018, Winnebago and Thor Industries, the two big manufacturers, they delivered 179% and 168% return to their companies over the past 2 years, respectively. RV shipments were up nearly 20% last year. And there is a hip factor, you know, that right now is going on that's drawing younger people to the RV lifestyle. So with interest rates rising, gas prices climbing, where's the industry right now, Bill? And what are you expecting for the remainder of 2018 and into 2019?
We're very bullish on the industry. We think that 2018 is going to continue to be a very solid year. We don't see any downturn coming anytime in the near future. But we also don't have a crystal ball, and it's really hard to predict what 2019 or 2020 will carry. But we're pretty we can't control interest rates. We can't control inflation. Where they will go, we don't know. But we feel good about the market today and where it's going.
Okay, great. So let's dig into some of the different types of RVs and campers. I'm curious to know what people are buying the most. Is it Class C? Is it travel trailers? Class B luxury vans seem to be pretty hot right now. What are you seeing that's really moving?
Yeah, I think on the towable side, certainly the lower cost travel trailers are there's high volume there, mm-hmm. and it's an entry level, and it's for new people getting into the lifestyle, especially younger people who maybe don't have a large net worth yet. That's where a lot of the new buying is coming. On the motorhome side, I would say the Class C we're finding is becoming a very fast growing, not the largest necessarily, but mm-hmm. very fast growing segment of the motorhome market. Having said that, the other pieces, aspects, or other products in the market are all doing quite well, but those seem to be the fastest growing right now.
Okay, and when people are looking at buying RVs these days, what are some of the must-have accessories that they're looking for?
That's a good question. Well, it starts with Wi-Fi. Connectivity,
okay. Yeah.
Both in the RV and in campsites is a must-have. We've done a number of upgrades to our campsites to make sure people have full connectivity, because a lot of people, as you know, are working out of their homes more,
right.
or their motorhomes more, or their campers more, and it's so easy to connect online. You just have to have that connectivity to get it. Two bathrooms are becoming very popular. Mm-hmm. The biggest trend probably over the last 10 years has been the more and bigger slide outs.
Yeah.
You can really make that RV feel bigger.
Right.
But connectivity is the key.
Okay.
Right now.
Good to know.
Well, we've talked about the industry. We've talked a little bit about, what people want. I want to get into right now because I think this is really essential. What are some important tips for RV success that you can share with our audience? For example, being mindful of the RV's height, very important. Securing the fridge door before moving, also very helpful.
That's pretty key.
Even what you just said with the two bathrooms, understanding the water valves is important. So what are some things that people often don't think about as often as they should, in your opinion?
That's a good question. I think I'd have to think about that a little harder, to what the things people don't think about as much. But, everyone's heard of, the black tanks and emptying the black tanks, and nobody likes to do that. But I'll tell you, having taken RVs out myself, it's really easy and simple to do that, and there's nothing dirty involved in doing that. But certainly remembering to level your RV before you put your slides out. If your RV isn't leveled and you try and put your slides out, it can damage the slides. You see a fair amount of damage from that. And get an RV that you can handle. A lot of RVs are guilty of side swiping stop signs and light posts and other cars, even, because they don't understand they've got an extra 10 or 20 feet behind them, and they're not going to be able to make that turn in the same way.
Good point.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Bill, before we run out of time, we saw something on your site, the Lazy Days RV Resort, and I would love for you to share more about what that is, and if someone's listening, can they get involved?
Yeah, we saw these weekend getaways. What are they?
Yeah, so we have a full-service campground that's beautiful and wonderful. We have a pool. We have a playground for kids. We have a rally center. In the rally center, you have pinball machines and ping-pong tables and pop-a-shot. So it's a full-service. It's a vacation inside a vacation. So a lot of locals, a lot of people that live within an hour of Lazy Days, will put the kids in the RV and come to our campsite for the weekend. And the kids go swimming and play basketball and play tennis and play video games and just have, and of course we're well connected there, mm-hmm. and just have a great time. And it's a way to get away in a very, very economical.
Yeah.
Is that at all of your locations? We saw the Tampa location that this was for, but was it all the locations?
We have at two of our locations now we have campsites.
Okay.
We own the campsite at our Tampa location in Tucson. KOA owns the campsite,
okay.
But it is adjacent and connected to our
great
dealership.
Idea.
Well, listen, Bill, as always, it's nice to reconnect with you. Good luck for a strong summer, and we'll look forward to talking to you again down the road, okay?
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it.
Take care, Bill.
Bye-bye. All right, nice to reconnect with him. Mm-hmm. One other thing.
It's like anywhere else. Wi-Fi is key.
Wi-Fi is key.
Because of the way we live
also,
today.
Also, we were talking about things, for RV success. Put that awning down. Don't drive off with that awning. It's another thing you want to do. So, folks, we're going to take a quick break. A reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can do that all at RM World Travel. You'll find links on our website as well at rmworldtravel.com. RM World Travel returns after this bottom of the hour break. Don't touch that channel.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.